After a report of abuse has been made and an investigation begins, children and their families start mental health treatment with Lutheran Services, one of the partner agencies of Gulf Coast Kids House. Lutheran Services Florida has been a partner agency with the Kids House since its inception in 1998, providing individual group and family counseling to child victims, siblings, and non-offending caretakers. When it comes to treating children who have been victims of physical or sexual abuse, there is no straight path to healing. Therapists look at each case and the individual needs of their client as they approach a treatment plan. Jessica Mayo, program coordinator and therapist at Lutheran Services Florida, explains therapists take into consideration a variety of factors, such as who the offender was in relation to the victim, how long the abuse occurred, and what other family issues might be going on.
There's all kinds of other things that come into play that you can't just make a cookie cutter approach to therapy out of, because you also want to see people as individuals and families as individual units and focus on what their strengths are and what their needs are.
Not all clients have active cases with the Kids House. Some may come back as memories trigger later in childhood. As long as victims are under 18 and there is a report made, they can receive counseling at no cost. Healing from childhood trauma can take anywhere from 3 months to years, said Mayo. Therapists work with their clients to set individual treatment goals, such as less panic attacks or less nightmares, when it comes to measuring success.
So typically we have specific things that we're working towards when a family is in treatment or a person's in treatment. And so whenever they've accomplished their objectives in their treatment, it's typically when they know that they're finished. And those goals can differ based on person to person.
According to its annual report, 56% of clients at the Gulf Coast Kids House are 6 and under. Lutheran Services counselors are trained to work with children using different techniques, such as play therapy, to engage with clients who may not have the language to express their feelings.
Play therapy works by accessing the part of the brain that trauma lives in. And so quite often, it's difficult to put words to trauma whenever it happens, especially whenever a child is really young or a person's really young. When it happens, you don't necessarily have the cognitive or the vocabulary to put to what happened. And so the doing part of playing and actually engaging that part of your brain that does that type of stuff, it makes it easier to communicate the feelings, emotions, actions, and all of those things that happened.
No matter the age of the client, Mayo says one common goal is to help children learn to label and identify at least 6 feelings.
One of our major goals is always to teach everyone to be a little more in tune and in touch with their feelings and being able to identify their feelings. Being able to teach a 3-year-old that you have more than I'm mad and I'm sad feelings, I think, is really important.
Part of the therapy process is also working with the siblings and family of the victim.
When abuse happens, it happens to the entire family. So we get the whole entire family in, work with the caregiver. We even work with siblings. If they weren't also victims of the abuse, we work with them as well, because they're impacted by what has happened and the change and the transition that's happening in the family.
In some ways, working with a children's advocacy center like Gulf Coast Kids House is beneficial to the overall treatment process, said Mayo. It's a welcoming, kid-friendly environment with brightly colored walls. And with the Kids House collaborative approach between partner agencies, children only have to share their story once. Robin Hicks was vaguely familiar with the Gulf Coast Kids House before she experienced the process firsthand. When she discovered her husband had abused their daughter, Hicks sought help from the Kids House. Together, she and her daughter received mental health treatment to cope with the trauma. As a parent, Robin said she felt a huge amount of shame about her daughter's abuse. At the Kids House, she was met with compassion from the initial report to the last day of treatment.
All of the staff is compassionate, no matter what, and you feel that from the very, when you first walk in the door. And that's throughout all of our treatment. And that was huge for me as a parent with a child that had been abused. So I'm very grateful for that. Of course, as a parent, you blame yourself and what could I have done. And that was never relayed to me that any of it could have possibly been my fault. In fact, it was very much the other way. Once I got into counseling, I learned how far away from the truth that was. So that was very changing for me, as far as once I started therapy in that sense, to deal with how I had been affected personally.
For WUWF, I'm Jenny McKeon.